With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana Highway Patrol Trooper Wade Palmer returned home to Stevensville this afternoon after being released from the Salt Lake City Hospital, where he's been recovering from gunshot wounds for the last 2 months. Palmer suffered a traumatic brain injury after being shot 3 times on March 15th while investigating a shooting in Missoula a few hours earlier that killed one person and wounded 2 others. At a press conference at the Utah hospital this morning, Palmer's wife Lindsay thanked the medical staff and Utah law enforcement for support and said that she and Wade are anxious to return home.
We're so excited to get back home to our beautiful kids. We have missed them dearly.
Wade Palmer has been unable to speak since being shot. One of the Utah doctors who treated him says he appears to be able to understand what he's told and to recognize people in the room around him. Another doctor said Palmer has made remarkable progress and that he'll be recovering and rehabilitating for a long time. Montana wildlife officials killed a mountain lion that was found off a busy street near downtown Helena. Helena Interim Police Chief Steve Hagen says a Northwestern Energy employee spotted the young male cat this morning in bushes near the company's offices on Last Chance Gulch. The main street in central Helena leads downtown and is located near 2 city parks. Hagen says state wildlife officials were called in to kill the animal because immobilizing and relocating mountain lions in urban areas is not feasible or safe. You can find Montana News anytime on our website, mtpr.org. Montana lawmakers will take a comprehensive look at state and local tax policy over the next 2 years. Legislators say a changing economy and increasing population means Montana should consider new ways of collecting taxes. Corin Cates Carney reports.
A poll of lawmakers released Wednesday showed they overwhelmingly voted tax policy review their top study priority for the legislative interim. The need for this kind of analysis was highlighted by policymakers and legislative observers during the fallout of Montana's budget collapse in 2017. During the most recent session, several ideas to revise state and local taxes were considered, including a proposal for a statewide sales tax with the elimination of certain property taxes and the allowance of local option sales taxes. Those failed to pass. The plan to study Montana's tax systems was sponsored by Republican Alan Redfield from Livingston. He explained the idea to a legislative tax committee in early April.
It's going to be a big undertaking. However, I think it needs to be done, but we also have to be careful. As we mess with taxes, you take something here and it pushes it over here, we have to be real careful there.
According to a report presented to state lawmakers last year by Bozeman-based Headwaters Economics, quote, Montana likely is not taxing the economy where it is growing, unquote. The Headwaters report says the state is transitioning from producing goods to providing services when it comes to jobs and income. The Legislative Study Committee on Tax Policy will include yet-to-be-named non-lawmakers from the public and private sector. The Legislative Council will make those selections during a meeting May 29th. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The remains of a World War II soldier from Gallatin County are returning to Bozeman to be buried with full military honors. Army Private William Bogley died in 1944 at age 25 while working to evacuate wounded soldiers from Angar Island, east of the Philippines. He was buried there and later buried at Fort McKinley in Manila, Philippines. Bogley's remains were identified last year using DNA from relatives. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Bogley's remains will arrive at the Bozeman Yellowstone International Airport tomorrow afternoon. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, with interment following at Sunset Hills Cemetery. Bogley's nephew, Don McHenry, says it's fitting to bring him home on Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow night, the EPA is taking public comment in Butte for a second time on the agency's proposed changes to the Superfund cleanup plan for the Butte Hill and Upper Silver Bow Creek. Nora Sachs has more.
EPA released its proposed plan in April. It recommends some fundamental changes to the 2006 legally binding Superfund cleanup plan. That includes expanding stormwater capture and treatment, replacing some state water quality standards with federal ones in Butte's creeks, and capping more mine waste. Superfund coordinator for Butte Silver Bow County, John Sesso.
In my time, I've been at it for almost 30 years now, getting the federal government, the state government, the local government, and the PRP on the same page on a plan on how to move forward with completing this complex cleanup is quite the milestone.
While the four parties might be on the same page, EPA wants to know what locals think, and will take comments Thursday night from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at a meeting at the Montana Tech Library Auditorium. The comment period ends June 11th. For more details, check out our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
A former carnival worker has been found guilty of sexually assaulting four people during Montana State Fair in Great Falls last summer, including a 13-year-old girl and an off-duty Special Victims Unit detective. A Cascade County jury found 43-year-old Robert Solomon Garcia guilty of two felonies and two misdemeanors today. The police officer reported Solomon Garcia groped her while tightening her seatbelt on a ride. Three more people reported similar interactions. Solomon Garcia testified he was just checking seatbelts. A sentencing date has not yet been set. Solomon Garcia faces between 4 and 100 years in prison and could face deportation to Mexico, according to Deputy County Attorney Susan Weber. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.